Hi, I'm Mike Morin, and this is Reset, 40 is the New Happy, a podcast that celebrates people who, because they have dreams and faith in themselves, have left secure careers to create happiness in their own businesses. Today, you'll meet Brett Sellingham, a barber who just opened Varnished in Manchester. Varnished is the city's first gentleman's spa, beauty, and personal care business. Welcome, Brett. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you coming.
First, we'll start with your age.
I am 43.
43, where you're from and what your education is.
I am originally from up north by Dartmouth College. Currently live locally here in Manchester, New Hampshire. Education for my barber license was through Michael School of Hair Design, a Paul Mitchell partner school.
Why did you become a barber when the world was filled with so many other options?
It's kind of a long story, to be honest with you. I followed my path originally, which was into the sports field. It was kind of like my whole life growing up. After school, I went to work for a big athletic company called Foot Action USA. Was a district manager, store manager, district manager, merchandise buyer for them. Did that for about 8 years. I had started my own company called BST Basketball that I had started to grow. I wanted to grow that without investing money. So I was like, what can I do that I really enjoy to do where I can make some secure money and grow the basketball company at the same time? So I left, went back, got my barber's license, started working at Not-So-Plain Jane's for 15 years, was the house barber there, grew a great clientele base, but my dream was to always open kind of a high-end men's shop. And so after 10, 15 years making a run with the basketball company and doing barbering kind of part-time, decided it was time to make the run and do this high-end men's shop that has not been done before in the area.
Let's go back to earlier in life. I have so many great memories of going with my dad to a barber shop. Do you have any happy memories of doing that as well?
I do. In my town, we went to be honest with you, I can't even remember the name of the barber shop, but the barber was Kudamash, and we always, everyone wanted to go see Kudamash to get their haircut, and there was a lot of great memories there, a lot of great laughs, a lot of fun, and for me, we have a lot of family history in barbering. All the men on my mom's side of the family, the Italian side of the family, owned barbershops and high-end men's salons over in Italy, so it's always kind of been an underlying passion along with sports and business, you know.
So it's almost part of your DNA. I had no idea.
Yes, very much so. And my sister is involved in the industry as well. So something that I don't think either one of us really had any idea about our family history so much as it was just a part of us and something we enjoyed and then found out later on that there was a lot of family history in it.
All right. So I think you said you worked at Not-So-Plain Jane's 15 years?
Yes. Right?
All right. So what are a couple of the lessons you learned in those 15 years just about people and from Nick, who owns it?
Yes, I think it's definitely like any industry that's a service industry. It's very much a relationship with your clients. It's very intimate. Upon getting a great service, it's also a kind of a therapy session for a lot of your clients and even myself as a barber. You're talking about things that happen in your life, whether it's your kids, your family, and you discuss those things with your clients and you find out certain things. And it's a great relationship you form with your clients. I would say that's first and foremost as far as what I learned over there. And then the business side of it as well was huge, just understanding what makes the whole thing tick, what makes something successful, and the things that you got to focus on from creating a successful business standpoint.
All right, so where and when, more specifically, because you alluded to this earlier, did the ideas for Varnished start?
It actually started when I had finished barber school. I had met Nick through a program through the school, and we connected and I knew right away, for whatever reason, I couldn't tell you why, but I just knew that the men's industry, like a high-end place, was something that I was really interested in. And Nick had a lot of knowledge and was a former barber himself. And we always talked about it. It was something we had a real connection about that. And we looked forward to maybe doing something together at some point. Unfortunately, that didn't happen with the basketball company kind of taking off. We were wasn't able to focus on the men's shop side of things. So Nick is now looking at retirement, and here I am running my thing. So,
So this dream of the high-end men's spa and shave parlor, is it the kind of dream that just eats at you until you do something about it?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, I'm a business guy along with enjoying the men's trade. I'm a business guy, so I enjoy what aspects of business are about. And I also, my family, a lot of them live down in Rhode Island. They own a bunch of restaurants and, excuse me. And I saw the success that they had and what it was able to do for their families. And I think as a father of two daughters, I wanted to show them that, hey, you know, things are possible. Yeah, you gotta put some things together and you gotta work hard, but things are possible. And I think that that's a lot of this as well, you know, looking at not just the business side of it for me, but as a whole, as a family, and what I can portray to them.
All right, so you started BST, basketball starts today, pretty much on a shoestring. And I'm wondering where the capital came from, because you have a beautiful shop, well-equipped. Did you have that much money in the bank?
The capital actually is, you know, like anything in life, and I talk about this often with kids in my development program and my own kids, is your network is huge. You know, it's a big part of any industry you're in. So the funding came from my network, my people that I've come to be very close with and, you know, have trust in, and they have trust in me. And some of it was through basketball, and some of it was is just through barbering. You know, my network that was created through those two things was able to generate the funds to open up this place.
So you leave Not So Plain Jane's, you're there 15 years, you have a good relationship with Nick, the owner, who you now just told me is retiring. Was he fully supportive, realizing that he will be losing people following you to your new place, Varnished?
Yeah, I think Nick is very supportive, you know, and we had a, you know, back in the fall, we went out to lunch and had a great discussion, and I had mentioned to him, you know, I was ready to move forward with opening a men's shop, and ask him if he'd like to be involved, and he stated that his next move would be retirement, not to get into another business. So I asked him for his blessing as far as moving forward, and he was in full support, and he's done a lot to help me over the years, and as well as now, you know. He's a great supporter. He comes in now still to get his hair cut here. So it's been great. Learned a lot from him, and I appreciate everything he's done to help me keep my dream alive.
Even though I don't totally understand what the name Varnished means, I'd like to know where it came from. And I understand you had pages of possible names for what became Varnished ultimately.
Yes. Yes, very much so. It was a lengthy process. It was something, I think, in my business mind, I understand how important that name side of it is. I spent many nights as we were getting ready to propose the business plan and put it all together. Spent many nights going over, you know, names and whatnot. And Varnished was something that it really stuck out when I came up with it. It was something that popped. I didn't want something that was cliche and kind of words that played off from the industry. I wanted something totally different, but that made you think, but could be related to if you thought deep enough about it. So Varnish being a refined finished product and finish it up. And that's what, when you leave here, we want you to feel like a fine finished product, like you're ready to step out into the world and make it happen.
So it's a pretty gutsy move to open something that really has no business model in this city. Nobody's done it quite to this extent. So was that a concern, or did you just say, regardless, I'm going for it?
Yeah, it was certainly a concern. You know, like you said, it's something that I envisioned doing for a long time. But, I, you know, on top of the basketball company doing well, there was a fear that I didn't feel Manchester was really ready for it for a long time. I feel like it was really the last city in New England with 100,000 or more people that didn't have a high-end men's exclusive salon. So, but this, when I was ready to make this move, I felt like it was, I feel like Manchester and its growth and where it's heading were right on the cusp of men's grooming really taking the next step. So we're here, and I think so far from our first 7 weeks, it's showing that it's ready for it.
7 weeks, what's been the hardest part so far that maybe you didn't see coming?
That's a good question. I got to be honest with you. I've been asked that question, I think, a few times, and I feel like I was really prepared. I think being a business guy, you know, going into this venture, it wasn't on a whim. Certainly, I spent a lot of time researching it. I have a lot of clients that are business owners. I spent a lot of time with those clients. I reached out to a lot of salons. I reached out to people in the industry and spent many, many, many hours researching it, and I feel like I'm pretty prepared. As of this point, there really has been no surprises. I feel like we're there, and I gotta feel like it's running very smooth right now. I mean, hopefully it maintains that way. I think as we grow, it'll obviously get more difficult. You know, like the old adage, the bigger you get, the more problems you have. As we grow, I'm sure there'll be some headaches along the way and things we got to figure out. But right now, as we ease into it, we haven't done our grand opening yet, so as we ease into it here, everything's running pretty smooth at this point.
Final question. You were the person with the dream, and now you're living it. What do you say to somebody who was in the position you were, say, a couple years ago, mulling whether or not they should jump out, take the leap, bet on themselves, and start a business?
Yeah, I think it's something that's a risk, but I think it's got to be a calculated risk. I think that oftentimes businesses that don't make it are people that do kind of maybe do it on a whim, don't do enough research, don't spend enough time focused on it. I have a kid that worked for me in my basketball company for a long time, and he didn't just work for me. He really paid attention into what business is all about, and he's well on his way to creating success for me. It's a little bit later move in life with two daughters. I had to be a little bit more careful, but I feel like I did the research. I learned along the way and really focused on it. But my advice would be if it's something that someone wants to do, I think they should do it. Like, don't go to your grave at the end and say, I wish I would have tried this. I wish I would have done that. You know, like, put the things in line to make it happen and take a shot at it. As long as it's a calculated risk and you're surrounded by the right network and the right people, I think you know, people want to see people be successful. I think that there's a lot of that out there. People want to, and that's the one thing I will say since I've opened this, is the other business owners in the city that have come in, heard from the mayor, you know, people want to see you be successful. So just surrounding yourself with those people, you know, is extremely important, and take the risk. You got to do it. You only live once.
Reset 40 is the new happy. Brett Sellingham, owner of Varnished on Bridge Street in Manchester. Continued success, Brett.
Thank you much, Mike. Appreciate your time.
Good stuff. Here we go.